Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 4th, 2021, through Friday, October 8th, 2021. Rayford woman sentenced to 36 months in $1.49 million tax preparer case. Nikki DeCole Cunningham Quick was sentenced to 36 months in federal court for aiding in the preparation of false tax returns. According to court records, Cunningham Quick had routinely included false items on federal income tax returns, including the use of false dependents, false income, and false education credits. Court records indicated that the tax loss was approximately $1.49 million. The case was prosecuted in the Middle District of North Carolina. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. Florida businessman and CFO of Russian natural gas company arrested on tax charges related to $93 million hidden offshore accounts. Former Florida businessman and CFO Mark Anthony Gatve was indicted for allegedly defrauding the United States by not disclosing his substantial offshore assets, failing to report substantial income on his tax return, failing to pay millions of dollars of taxes, and submitting a false offshore compliance filing with the IRS in an attempt to avoid substantial penalties and criminal prosecution. It is reported that over a period of several years, Gateway allegedly concealed his ownership and control over foreign accounts and associated assets, avoiding millions of dollars in taxes through falsely claiming that his wife, a Russian citizen, was the holder of the accounts in question. Source: Department of Justice, 2021. Wednesday, October 6, 2021. Former Army captain pleads guilty to conflict charge for assisting his wife's businesses with Army contracts. John Raymond Meyer, while serving as a U.S. Army captain and 3rd Special Forces Group supply officer, entered into Army contracts with his wife, Nicole Anderson Meyer, under her maiden name. Captain Meyer pled guilty to performing official acts affecting a personal financial interest. Nicole Anderson Meyer pled guilty to the charge of theft of government property. Christopher Dillard, special agent in charge of the Mid-Atlantic Field Office for the Department of Defense Office of the Inspector General, stated that John Meyer abused his position of public trust for personal gain, diverted proceeds meant to support the warfighter, and undermined the very principles he swore to defend as a U.S. Army officer. Both John and Nicole Meyer are currently awaiting sentencing. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. Thursday, October 7, 2021. Tax preparer convicted of multiple counts of tax fraud for filing false tax returns. Former aviation inspector for the Federal Aviation Administration, Gene Mappoli, was convicted of 14 counts of aiding and abetting the filing of false tax returns. Mappoli reportedly hid over $200,000 in revenue from an illegal side business he ran. Mappoli was found to have targeted immigrants for his illegal business. The IRS's Criminal Investigation Division began examining returns prepared by Mappoli when an unusually large number of returns he prepared claimed deductions for unreimbursed business expenses. Hundreds of tax returns show suspiciously high amounts of unreimbursed business expenses and education expenses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Friday, October 8, 2021. Maryland tax preparers sentenced to prison for conspiring to defraud the IRS. Maryland residents Lenore Worthy and Veronica Fortune were sentenced to prison terms for their roles in conspiring to defraud the United States and preparing false tax returns on September 23rd and September 14th, 2021, respectively. Both Worthy and Fortune prepared fraudulent returns for the tax years 2012 through 2018. During the course of the IRS's investigation, both Worthy and Fortune were found to have prepared false tax returns for undercover IRS agents posing as their clients. A third conspirator, Anita Fortune, was found to have fraudulently inflated their clients' refunds by fabricating and exaggerating Schedule A itemized deductions and by engineering Schedule C business losses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. This weekly news and brief update is in support of the daily news briefs that have been provided by the ABFA. For more information, please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us.